Well, the Melbourne Footy Club, in the eyes of everyone, has changed forever now. The way the world sees the Melbourne Footy Club has changed forever. You win a flag, you change the future for everyone associated. Players, administrators, coaches, including fans. The way Melbourne fans feel today and will feel forevermore is different. Lives are better if you're a Melbourne fan right now, and it's a great thing. So your calls if you're a Melbourne fan, 1300 736 736, and even if you're not a Melbourne fan, your thoughts on the AFL Grand Final. I'd like to get to, at some stage, the things that this Grand Final buried forever. The things that this Grand Final put to bed. Not just the curse of Norm Smith, not just the fact that the drought is over. There's a couple of other things that I think this game brought us. And a few of them, in my mind, are 6-6-6. There's been debate about 6-6-6. I've always thought it was a good thing. It's been proven from the Grand Final. It's a great thing. Not all rule changes are bad. Not all rule changes are good. Some are terrible, but some are great. And when they're great, like 6-6-6, it's the best rule change of the modern times. You can't park the bus. You can't stop a rampaging clearance team unless you get your centre square starting four right. It does give teams an opportunity to score over and over and over again. It's a beautiful thing, 6-6-6. And I think this Grand Final put to bed any thought that 6-6-6 hasn't been a good addition. I think it ends the one game in 28 days debate. If you're worried about having too many days off in the final series, get yourself a good conditioning guy like Darren Burgess and let the others whinge. I think it puts to bed the garbage about a 7-goal-to-8 Dow Grand Final being what we're after, because it's not. I think it is better to have a 21-goal-to-10 score fest. What we got Saturday night was a 74-point margin in a beautiful showcase of how great AFL footy can be played. And I think, before we go to your calls, and I know we're going to have a full board, so I'm coming to your calls shortly. To my mind, Melbourne played football on Saturday night as good as I've seen it played in patches. They played it as good as it's been played this year in patches, and that was as well as AFL footy has ever been played when Melbourne was on fire. There's been some great passages of games, great grand finals before, but to me, the best team won it. They were the best team all year for the majority of the year, and they were the best team in the grand final for the majority of the grand final. So it was a beautiful thing to watch. Your calls on all of that, 1300 736 736. Aaron in Clifton Springs, Jack in Lancefield, Paul in Adelaide, Jack in East Brighton, we're coming to you all. It's Midday Madness. You call, you get on for the next 3 hours. David Neitz is going to join us later, so we'll have a chat to Nita. If there is a Melbourne Football Club player that raises their head and wants to have a chat later on today, we will get them on. There is a request in for the Melbourne Footy Club's players today. They might not feel like doing it, and I get it if they don't. Sam Edmund later on as well with any trade stuff that comes through. Aaron in Clifton Springs. Welcome to you, Aaron.
Yeah, g'day, Pipe. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Oh, mate, I'm really going to struggle for words here. 44 years old. Been to hell and back with these boys, and they did it. They finally did it. I've got to give you a quick story, though. I grew up with my dad as a Melbourne supporter. Him and my mum split up when I was 24 years old. As I said, I'm now 44. Never heard from me dad again. Couldn't understand why, but I carried the flag as a Melbourne supporter for the family, and my mum stuck by me, and she came to the games with me, and she didn't even like footy, but she still supported me as a Melbourne supporter. When I was about 38, 39 years old, I found out that my dad wasn't my biological dad, and I finally met my real father, and he was a Doggies supporter. And very tragically, he passed away last year. So I never got to see a premiership with my dad, but as a dad myself now, I've been able to experience a premiership, and it's what I wanted to say was, the longer they make you wait as a supporter, the sweeter the victory is. And this is as sweet as it gets, Pipe. This is as sweet as it gets. It's just unbelievable.
Aaron, what a beautiful call. I can't add anything to that other than to say thank you for giving us a call. And that's the beauty of having a show like Midday Madness. I get to listen to stories like that. And that is one hell of a story. It's beautifully told. and the little kicker at the end for St Kilda fans. The longer the wait, the sweeter it is. Has your life changed forever, Aaron?
Oh, mate. Look, all I ever wanted was one. I've done so many things in my life. Kids, holidays, amazing things, amazing personal achievements. And the one thing that I had not been able to do was watch my own team win a premiership. My life's complete, Dwayne. My life's complete.
Beautiful stuff, Aaron. I really appreciate your call. Thank you. Jack in East Brighton. Hello, Jack. Hard act to follow. Welcome to you.
G'day, Dwayne. You know, I've been watching Melbourne since sort of the mid-60s. I was there at the 64 grand final. And, you know, 57 years, and I've had three kids and eight grandkids and a wife, and they're all Melbourne supporters, and I felt guilty for years. You know, I watched the premierships of Brisbane and the three-peat at Hawthorn, and I saw the joy on the Collingwood supporters when they won back in 2010. And I always said, you know, why did I bring my family down this path? Why did they have to suffer for so many years when people asked me and asked them, who do you support? And I sort of whispered under my breath, oh, well, you know, I'm a Melbourne supporter, waiting for the response, which would have been, you poor fellow, you know, I feel sorry for you. And all my kids were the same. I saw the joy on their faces this grand final. At three-quarter time, halfway through the last quarter, I saw the dancing, I saw the singing, and I said, you know what, it's all been worthwhile.
Yep, you can wear the scarf with pride, wear the cap with pride. You can say you're a Demon supporter with pride forever and a day, and your kids can do it as well. Jack, beautiful call. I really appreciate you jumping on the line for Midday Madness as well. It is lovely to hear. Paul in Adelaide, Jack in Lansfield, and Chris in Camberwell are on the line and not far away. So looking forward to, I'll give Chris a good 5 or 6 minutes. I might need to give him half an hour. Jack in Lansfield, firstly, welcome to you, Jack.
At these stories this morning.
Are you there, Jack?
Yep, just want to share my story as well, Dwayne. Yes, my dad was a passionate Demons man and gave me absolutely no choice to vote for anyone else. I didn't actually know that other households had choices. And, you know, Dad sadly passed away in 1998. I'm 33 years old, by the way. Then Mum picked up the slack and would take me down to the MCG. We grew up 2 hours away from Melbourne, and take me to the junior clinics. And in terms of what are we burying the hatchet, Mum sat in the car park at the 2000 grand final. I went in by myself as an 11-year-old. Probably wouldn't pass the sniff test in 2021, but I kept the footy records from that day, and it was a heartbreaking loss, and we're beaten by an amazing team in Essendon. But on Saturday night, I sat there with my mum, and we had the 2000 footy record with us, and Mum was wearing my old Shamo Woden 22 Guernsey, and we sat there together in lots of tears with 5 minutes to go. It was really special, Dwayne, and yeah, just wanted to share that.
I'm really appreciative that you did. And that, again, this is the beauty of Midday Madness. So we can do this all summer if you like. Paul in Adelaide, welcome to you. Paul, you went to the grand final, I understand. Welcome to you.
I did. Thanks, Dwayne. A long-time listener, first-time caller. Not too far from your old stomping ground, Paraka. I'm from Greenacres, actually. I just wanted to say,
I'm sure the sun's shining. How good was it?
Oh, fantastic, Dwayne. Look, I just wanted to just tell you a little story. My dad came to Australia in 1964 from Cyprus, and 57 years ago, the ship docked in Perth, in Fremantle. And I actually had the opportunity to go to Perth for the first time in my life. And what do you know? The Demons break the drought after 57 years. I'm just over the moon. It was just meant to be. It was just one of those moments. It was just destiny. It's just for all those kids out there that have grown up the last, you know, 20, 30 years supporting the Demons. They've had, you know, crap thrown at them and they've been put down. You know, people ask who you go for, and you say Melbourne with proudly, and people would have smug looks and just look at you and think, why is he going for Melbourne? That's for all those kids and all the supporters that have grown up in my 20s, you know, had no joy. And finally, this magnificent, just the way it all panned out, Petrarca, Jackson, Gorn, magic. It was just absolutely magic, Dwayne. It was one of the best memories of my life, and I'll never, ever forget it. And it was just brilliant, brilliant.
I had a smile on my face. I was calling the game for AFL Nation, obviously, but I had a huge smile on my face just thinking of all those Demon supporters. And I said last week on this program, the reason I wanted the Demons to win is because I saw the tears on Billy Brownless's face when Geelong broke the drought. I saw the tears in the eyes of Brad Johnson when the Bulldogs broke the drought. It's a beautiful thing for fans to be able to experience. And I do hope the Saints get to experience it sometime in the next 5 or 6 years, because that's why you support your club and you stick for moments like this. Hey, to your text, a couple of, keep your text coming through, 0433 98 11 16, 0433 98 11 16, for Temper, T-E-M-P-U-R, mattresses and pillows like no other. Aaron's story was beautiful. What a way to start the show. I agree, Dwayne, there's never been footy played at a better level than what the D's delivered on Saturday night. And I do really mean that when I say it. 100 points to 7 in 45 minutes of pure genius. 3 goals in 32 seconds at the end of the third quarter. It was phenomenal to watch football played that well. And again, I said I'm not going to do a big editorial, even though one here tells me, no editorial, ha, 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 you just love the game, and I get it. Cheers, Bill. It proved, again, what it did put to bed is, if there's any doubt as to AFL, whether it's one of the best sports in the world, it is one of the best sports in the world. It is a phenomenal sport when it's played that well. I'll keep reading your texts about what it did put to bed, what it did bury, because there's quite a few things at the grand final buried, and there's a lot of good suggestions on the text machine. So thanks for that. Keep them coming through. God bless you, Adam. Congratulations, Demons. You deserve it. Quite a few loving our first couple of callers. So keep your texts coming through. That was from Dean. Great to have so many calls coming through. 1-300-736-736, the open line for Werribee. Keep your texts coming through as well. 0433 98 11 16, for Temper, T-E-M-P-U-R, mattresses and pillows like no other. Hey, Dwayne, Andy Notion Grove, 46-year-old, died in the Wool Demon, watched and loved the grand final, then immediately in the aftermath, watched the replay, finishing just before 3 a.m., bounced out of bed Sunday morning at 8 a.m. Yep, we're still the reigning premiers. It wasn't a dream. Thanks for that. Go D's. Nice story. One here on the text. As a Cat fan, I'm a lot less embarrassed by the prelim performance. No one could stop that team. I think that is one thing it put to bed. It put to bed that the Cats and Port Adelaide were unlucky. They weren't unlucky. They wouldn't have been good enough, tough enough to beat Melbourne, to play that kind of footy that Melbourne played. I don't think Geelong or Port Adelaide would have been good enough to be able to match that. So that put that to bed, that the two prelim final losers might be feeling a little unlucky today. No. Dwayne, how many days until the first game? Carlton v Richmond 2022. Can't wait to board the Voss Express. Thanks for that. What it did, talking about earlier, things at the grand final buried forever. One thing the grand final absolutely assured, and that is a ticket to the unfurling is going to be worth a lot of money. If we can get a full house at the MCG for Melbourne's first home game of the year to an unfurling of the flag for the Melbourne fans that missed out, that is going to be one hell of a day or night if you can get a ticket to it. I'm looking forward to that. I'm going to want to be there for that, to see the tears in the crowd for that. Back to your calls. Heaps of texts coming through, and I will read a heap of texts out. Aaron's just brought tears to my eyes. The emotion is real raw. I'm a D supporter, born in 64, so you can't imagine how I felt on Saturday night. And quite a few coming through saying, caller of the year, Aaron's call to start the show. Quite a few coming through about the grand final entertainment, but I'll get to that later because I want to get to Chris from Camberwell, who's held across the ad break. Chris, welcome back to the program. The next few minutes are yours.
Yes, thank you. It's great to speak to you. I wanted to firstly, if you could do me a favour and pass it on to Gerard Healy and Gary Lyon about Stuart Spencer. All the papers that I looked at, this saddens me greatly, and also Ian Ridley. Stuart Spencer, captain Melbourne to a premiership, I think it was in 55 or 6, I'm not sure. And also, the other one was Ian Ridley. Since the merger, unfortunately, I told you it was a constitutional issue when I spoke to you a couple of weeks ago. None of those two names have been recognised. I can tell you, I would not. I was about to leave Melbourne, and three people influenced me. There was Mark Anderson from the MCC, who is a passionate Demon. I do hope you speak to him. And also, He's the manager of the MCC. And also there was Russell Robertson, who I listened to carefully when I made my decision, and Stuart Spencer. And I'm glad they reached out to Hassan Mann, because he was on that committee that I told you. But I'm going to give you a happy story. Did you know 13 of that side that played in the Premiership came from Casey in the VFL? And I'll tell you about Fritsch as the happy story. He played in two grand finals for Melbourne in the VFL, and so did Clayton Oliver. And Todd Viney played in the preliminary final, even Max Gorner semi-final. And of course, Hannon, that played in the Bulldog Premiership, went to Melbourne. And would you believe, when he played his first semi-final, he went on to play in a preliminary final in the VFL, and then played for Melbourne against West Coast in a preliminary final. And Dwayne, thank you for everything you've done for supporters of every club. And it's a top-notch sports station. But can you please do me a favour? It's not right that they're not mentioned. Why aren't they?
Well, you've mentioned Stuart Spencer, and Gary Lyon and Jared Healy both mentioned Stuart Spencer, captain in 55 and 56, those two premiership years. I think Ron Barassi was captain back in 60, and I think Barassi was captain in 64 as well, from memory. So Stuart Spencer definitely has been given a mention. Ian Tiger Ridley, there's a lot of people over the course of time, Chris. There's probably 200 that deserve a mention. It's a bit hard to mention them all. One thing that we did find out that this grand final put to bed and confirmed for all of us is, where's Craig Willis? We needed to hear from the coach. You need to actually make time. You need to have an MC that is the master of ceremonies out on the ground that gives the coach a chance to speak. I'm not sure why that was missed, but I would have loved to have heard what Simon Goodwin had to say. So there's another one we didn't hear from, Chris, that we would have loved to have heard from. I'm really happy that you've called all year. How do you feel? Just tell us quickly how you feel before I let you go, Chris, because you come on every week and you tell us about those that have missed out.
Yeah, did you read The Paddock That Grew? It puts the MCC and the football club back together. And I've really waited and waited all my life. I'm a long-time member, and we are the real football club of that MCG. We founded the game with Geelong. I don't mean this against any other club, but as Melbourne got poorer and poorer, and it was because the MCC, a friend of mine who was an accountant that I told you a number of weeks ago, Ray McCulloch, told me they had 3 years survival only, and the AFL couldn't fund it for the sort of money that the modern age demanded.
But how do you feel today, Chris? We know all that. How do you feel this morning?
Absolutely magnificent. And Jackson is a real star of the future. And look, one last thing. Ben Brown, who was a monster at kicking goals against us, you might have the record. If you could find it out for me, I'd be most grateful. He and Peter Hudson and Lockett and McKenna and so forth used to kick massive goals against Melbourne. And I don't think we won too often. I can remember Ben Brown kicking massive scores against us. Would you be able to tell me how many goals he kicked against Melbourne?
I'll try and find out that, Chris. I don't have it off the top of my head, but I'm really thankful that you've given us a call. Enjoy it. There's been a lot of things that should have been said, a lot of people that should have been thanked, but the bottom line is Melbourne Footy Club are premiers, and a lot of the stuff that hasn't been discussed today needs to be discussed. Things that this put to bed. Bailey Fritsch, cool in the home and away, cooler on the big stage, kick straight for goal. It puts to bed any thought. Kicking straight will never go out of style. Christian Petrarca is the next Dustin Martin. Luke Jackson could become the best ruck forward of the next decade. Clayton Oliver is probably going to be the next big thing. Heaps of stuff that we need to get to at some stage during the course of the afternoon. But